77.
This is Kevin Cobb. I joined in 2003.
Join the Cougar Redvolution and purchase your Houston football season tickets today. Call 713-GO-COUGS or visit UHCougars.com.
This is Kevin Sumlin, head football coach at the University of Houston. Our goal is to add 2008 new season ticket holders for the 2008 season. I joined in January. Have you joined?
Attention oil and gas energy business owners. Call Cordyne for all your electrical control manufacturing needs at 713-460-5151 or Cordyne.com.
KGOW, 1560 AM, Bel Air, Texas. Dale plus Raheel, raised to the power of 1560, divided by weekends, equals game time. Call them now at 713-439-1560.
Welcome back to the new Game Time. Raheel Ramzani, Del Ole, live at the bus across Minute Maid Park, across a jam-packed Minute Maid Park, as the lines are reaching the bus now for Craig Biggio's jersey retirement. Starts up in less than an hour. We've got the jersey retirement. We've got the Astros lunch pail today, which is that's going to be my number one thing.
The metal lunch pail,
because I take my lunch to work every single day.
You don't need to put McDonald's in lunch pails, real. Don't worry about that. It is crazy across the street there. Obviously, I usually come out the bus when I'm working, and the largest crowd I've seen so far since I've been here. And how many people know the Astros are actually playing a game today?
Zero.
Yeah.
They're not here for the game.
Yeah.
Although you get a sweet matchup of Randy Johnson and Royo.
So I think they'll stick around. But Backy versus, I don't know, what was the guy last night?
Petit.
Yeah. Probably leave. A lot of them will probably leave. But obviously there's actually a game to be played. Hopefully the Astros can avoid the sweep. Don't want to go against the Milwaukee Brewers, one of the teams you're chasing, but the prime team you're chasing in the wild card race.
You don't want to go outscored 30 runs to 4.
Yeah, that's
the other thing.
Yeah.
Try to get 10 runs in a series. Please.
That'd be nice.
Oh, the Astros with the 8-game win streak. You had that going on. All the excitement with the Astros back in. There are two bad games with the blowout losses. And now you get Randy Johnson Royo, a chance for the Astros to go with their ace and try to get one win out of the 3-game set here with the Diamondbacks. And to do that, it's gonna be get on Randy Johnson early. You got to get on him early, and also get on the guy. You know, start getting hits out there. You have to put hits on Randy Johnson in order to get going. Find folks from AstrosDaily.com. Bob Holsey joins us right now, as they always do at the 11 o'clock hour, to talk some Houston Astros baseball. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Sounds like you've got a busy day over there today.
Oh, it is packed. The crowd literally is a block long, more than a block. I'd say it's like two blocks right now. The bus is picking up the Bloody Mary bar. Bob, don't you wish you could be here?
Yeah, I do. Now, I must say that I'm a little bit worried with this retirement ceremony and the success that it's having and the success of some of the past retirement ones. I'm afraid Drayton may figure out that all he has to do is retire somebody, and he's going to get a crowd like this, and I'm worried that we may get to the point where we may have, say, a Julio Lugo retirement jersey.
I'm looking
like
for the
that.
Tony Eusebio one, the Tony Eusebio retirement
jersey. Tony Eusebio
retirement. Yeah.
For some reason, Lance Berkman is getting retired while he's still playing. What's happening here? The retirements are just going to be going on every single homestand. That'd be pretty sweet. Hey, Bob, Craig Biggio, has there been a man more important to a franchise or to a city than Craig Biggio?
Oh, wow. That's a pretty high bar there. I mean, certainly you look at Brett Favre and the Packers, and you have to kind of see that sort of worship thing going on. I don't think Craig really desired that sort of level of worship. You look at some of the other... Certainly Michael Jordan and a few others. I can't really say that he's meant more to a franchise than, say, some of those. But on the other hand, that's not to diminish what Craig has accomplished, which he certainly has become the face of the Astros for the last 10, 15 years, and certainly deserves all the accolades that he's getting.
What about to the city of Houston? Has there been a more important athlete? I put the Dream up there, obviously. Bagwell, Biggio. Is that the list right there, most important Houston athletes to the city?
I think that you do have to put Olajuwon at the top. If for nothing else, he brought the first major team championship to the city of Houston, which if you're as old as I am and you went through all those years of coming up short, a lot of times not even making the playoffs, and then to have Hakeem basically just take over for a couple of years and win two titles. And yeah, he did have some help with Drexler and such, but it was Hakeem's team, and everybody knew that that was the guy that had to be stopped, and he wasn't stoppable.
We're here with Bob Holsey from Astros Daily. Obviously, when you want to have historic information about the Astros, you go there. Bob, not being a Houston guy, not growing up here, is there a different kind of affection between Biggio and Bagwell? Is there a difference between the two? Why some fans might love Biggio as opposed to loving Bagwell?
I can't honestly say. I know that there are some people who just really thought. In fact, I would say for the most of the time that the two were playing together, I think if you asked most Astro fans who was better, they would probably tell you Bagwell was better. His career obviously was cut short sooner than Biggio's. I think really when Biggio was at the top of his game, I wasn't really that big of a Craig Biggio fan. Not that I didn't appreciate what he did, but I just wasn't moved by it. It was when he decided to, at around 2,500 hits, say, I'm going to go for 3,000. And you could tell that the man didn't have all the skills that he had when he was younger, but he practically willed himself to the 3,000 level. And
yeah,
that I found inspiring, and that I found worth celebrating. I mean, just to be able to see him grind it, as the phrase went so often, to get to 3,000 was just a remarkable achievement.
It is Craig Biggio's jersey retirement today at Minute Maid Park. Starts up at 12 o'clock. Joining us from AstrosDaily.com, as they always do in the 11 o'clock hour on a Sunday, Bob Holsey joins us. Bob, what is your favorite Craig Biggio moment?
You mentioned this before the break, and so I had a little chance to think about it. I think one of my all-time favorites was back in the 2005 season. The Astros were in another one of their have-to-win-every-day-to-stay-in-the-race sort of things. And they were playing the Phillies, which were the team that we wound up being head-to-head against for the wild card. We were in Philadelphia. It was the ninth inning. They had brought Billy Wagner in to close. And Biggio hit a home run off him in the ninth to, I think it was, to change it from an Astros deficit to an Astros lead. And I wish I could still find the audio clip of Harry Callis, the Philadelphia announcer, who's the way that his voice tailed off as Biggio's homer sailed into the seat was quite entertaining. So that would have to be one of them, and you have to say that was a very big moment, because if he doesn't do that, chances are Philadelphia wins that game, then the two teams are flipped in the wild card standings. We would not have made the playoffs. We would not have gone to the World Series. So I'd have to say that's my favorite Biggio moment.
One of my favorite Craig Biggio moments, and Dell can attest to this, is it's not a moment, it's more of a whole career thing. It's the hit by pitches. And it was when Craig would get hit by the pitch, he would never, like, get mad. It was almost like a smile, like, gotcha, sucker, I got a base off of you. And that was, you know, that kind of embodied Craig Biggio to me, where, you know, gritty guy, was never the most talented player. And I think that's well documented. He was not the most talented player out there, but he just had a will to win and a will to succeed. And that's what stood out to me the most, you know, growing up watching Craig Biggio. You know, Lance Berkman, Roy O, the next generation of Astro greats, will they come close to what Craig Biggio and Bagwell did?
Well, I think Berkman has very much the opportunity to reach the same sort of numbers that Bagwell had for his career. If you look where he is now and compare him to Bagwell's numbers, they're pretty much in the same ballpark. It's very hard to say, given things that happened in Bagwell's career versus the stuff that may happen with Berkman's. But in all honesty, I think that Berkman's very, very close. Now, Oswalt, we've been having quite a debate on in our forum as to whether he's the greatest Astro pitcher of all time. And there are some will say that he's the greatest right now. Others will say give him a few years. Some would say that either J.R. Richard or Nolan Ryan is better. But it makes for an interesting debate. I think if they stay in Houston, both of them will probably have a day just like Craig Biggio is having today.
I think Royo is right behind Lima time. Lima time, the greatest Astro of all time.
Bob has no response.
Bob has no response. He's like,
he wants no part of it.
Hey, I don't see Roy Oswalt going, Casa Ole, fresh today. You remember that? That was like one of the best commercials of all time. Hey, Bob, today Astros go up against Randy Johnson and the Diamondbacks to try to get one away from the Diamondbacks who have been blowing out the Astros. How do you put this into perspective with the 8-game winning streak against subpar teams, and then you go up against a decent team that's in the race right now? Who are the real Astros?
Every time you count this team out, seems to be when they play their best. And when they lost Carlos Lee, that was when my heart sunk and I said, well, okay, now they don't have a chance. But if you look at the way that Ty Wigginton has produced since that injury, Darren Erstedt has certainly produced well. They are taking up the slack for the time being. Whether they'll continue to do that is an open question. Starting pitching, we got very good starting pitching during the win streak, and then, of course, it all collapsed the last 2 days. And the odd thing about Backe and Wandy Rodriguez are that you just don't know from outing to outing what you're going to get with these two. They may give up 10 runs, or they may shut the other team down, and it makes it very difficult to plan for 2009 whether you're going to have them as staples in your rotation or whether you're going to be scratching your head and wondering whether it makes any sense to send that guy out that day.
So with you, Bob, it's more of a day-to-day thing. You don't really have a bead on what this team is. Obviously, the 8 games, you beat the Giants and the Reds, not maybe the dregs of the National League. You think you're playing a good team with the Diamondbacks. You lose the first two. Is it more they're playing a good team, so you don't expect to win, or you think any day this team can turn it on?
Well, that's baseball. Any team can beat any team on any given day. I mean, there really is no rhyme or reason to this. Now, the Diamondbacks have beaten the Astros 8 of the last 9 times they've played, including 4 of the 5 games that they've played this year. And for some reason, the Diamondbacks bring their bats out. If you look at their averages, if you look at their average runs per game, they're not that great an offensive team. But for whatever reason, they've got the number of the Astros. I don't know if it's because they have so many players with Houston connections or what it is, but boy, do they turn on the bats when they come to play us.
Hey, Bob, with Craig Biggio's retirement today, the big game, and if the Astros take one today, you go to Milwaukee. Do you think this is one of those stretches where, if they turn it on right now, this could define their season, or this is the stretch where it could end their season?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think that they're in any serious contention at this point. So I really don't have to me, it would be ideal if they could at least overtake the Cardinals and wind up third place this year. That's about as much as I'm really hoping for. But at the same time, as like I said before, every time I think I'm going to count this team out is just when they turn it on. Although they've got a really steep hill to climb against some of these Brewers and some of the other matchups they've got coming up in the next week or two.
He is Bob Holsey from AstrosDaily.com. Bob, real quickly, for all the people that are listening, what can they find on AstrosDaily.com?
Well, you can find plenty of commentary about today's ball club, as well as be able to look back in yesteryear and at just about any era of the Astros that you want to go back to. You can get just a ton of information. There's audio and video clips of some highlights through the years, There's plenty of historical perspective, and I'm continuing to tweak this thing a little bit. So you'll notice the front page has a little bit of a different look today because I've been playing around with some things. So just keep tuning in, keep giving us hits from time to time, and we'll be sure to have something up there you probably haven't seen before.
There you go, Bob Holsey from AstrosDaily.com. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys, and thank you once again for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hope you have a great day out there today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Craig Bisier's retirement, the jersey retirement, excuse me, not the retirement ceremony, obviously retired, but the jersey retirement ceremony. Get in on the, what's your favorite Craig Bisier moment? Game time at 1560thegame.com or 713-439-1560. We'll get to some of your emails. But coming up next, we are part of the Sports Byline Affiliate Network, and one guy on there that I'm that I listen to, Rick Tittle from Titillating Sports, will join us next. We'll ask him, how big is Craig Bisier on the national scene? How important is this retirement, jersey retirement, for the Houston Astros? We'll find out, and we'll talk a little bit more football and Olympics with Rick Tittle. Coming up next here on the new Game Time live at the bus.
You can smell it in the air. Football. This is Sean Pendergast of the Sean and John Show here for Ticket Attractions. Football is back, and if you want to be there to hear the crunch, the smell of the grass, the taste of victory, well, Jim Barr and the gang of Ticket Attractions are going to get you through the gates. Ticket Attractions has great seats and parking to all the Texans games. Just go to 1560tickets.com and pick out your seats. They have college football, too. Longhorns, Aggies, LSU, any school, any stadium, from the backwoods of the SEC to the tasty waves of the Pac-10. Ticket Attractions has the tickets. Let's talk concerts. It's unbelievable what's coming to Houston right now. Kid Rock, Kenny Chesney, Nine Inch Nails, Dave Matthews Band, America.